You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back on this beautiful day. I mean, it's beautiful in my neck of the woods because we are sweating to death. 5 minutes past the hour. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Just so you all know that I practice what I preach, I'm right now doing my show on one of those exercise balls. Remember I told you guys to get rid of your office chair and to sit on one of those exercise balls? I got to tell you, it's doing amazing, you know, things for the hemorrhoids. I mean, this is so much more comfortable. The only problem with, can you guys hear? It's kind of hard to sit on. I mean, you have to balance the whole time, so I may sound out of breath during the show. But I think the hard part is if you live in a hot environment and you're wearing like a mini skirt, the plastic or the latex of the ball rubs against the legs and it kind of, you kind of start sticking to the ball. I know, sexy, huh? Was that a sexy picture? Yeah, that was a sexy picture. So I may have to change into some pants so I could sit on this exercise ball. Careful not to bounce because you don't want to pop anything, but, it's working. I mean, I've sat on exercise balls before, not done a 3-hour show. Oh, I'm already short of breath. See, I had a workout. I'm already short of breath. But, you got to sit on these exercise balls. Stop the giggles. With your back straight. You can't do poor posture sitting on the exercise ball. Your back has to be straight. And then it works on your abs and it works on your low back. And it's easy. I mean, because I got to admit, my office chair always squeaks. Do you guys hear that? My office chair is always squeaking. It should be called a studio chair, but to be honest, it's probably one of the Office Depot chairs that we stuck in the studio. Sorry to give you guys, inside scoop. I know y'all are thinking that I have, like, a gold microphone like Rush Limbaugh, but no, it's Office Depot stuff. I got to tell you, this ball, I mean, it's doing really good. And, you know, you can kind of swing around. You can kind of, you know, wiggle your tushy on it and get a good workout. So just so you know, I am practicing what I preach. I'm sitting on one of these balls. Now, looks like an article came out saying over a decade of dieting is the average for every woman. And most women diet about 17 years of their life. I have been dieting since I was 13. So what? I'm 41. So how many? What is that? That's 13. Yeah, carry the two. That's a lot of years. And so that's 28 years. I've been dieting for 28 years. Okay, so that's way more. And it's not that I diet every day. It's just I always feel like I have to watch what I eat. I don't understand my size 2 friends. They could have 2 pieces of pizza. Me, I have to have a fourth of a slice if I'm going to have even that. You know, some people, they just got it. Some people, they don't. But apparently women in the Northwest have some of the most difficult time, they say. I don't know. I think it's all of us. You need to live in an environment where you have, where you could go outside. It's not too sticky, not too hot, not too cold, you know, just right. Kind of, yeah, you got to probably eat porridge too. That'll keep the weight down. But, I think it's a variety of factors. And you're going to see later today, we have some news stories saying the high fructose corn syrup may not be the root of all obesity. We're also going to talk about how most states are going to be at least 50% obese within the next decade or two. We're going to talk about that. There's also supposed to be a new diet pill coming out on the market. I really don't want to talk about obesity the whole time. This is an interesting one. Pacifier use could lead to emotional problems in boys. So boys using pacifiers. I got to tell you, people, high school, too long. Take the pacifier out. They cannot be a sophomore using a pacifier. No wonder they have emotional problems. So we'll talk about that. Do I have any more good teasers? Yeah, looks like this is interesting. Rats were fed, I guess, a certain genetically modified corn and suffered tumors. tumor. We got to talk about that. Yeah, I'm looking at this right now. Study finds tumors. This must be from Great Britain because they spelled tumors T-U-M-O-U-R-S. You know, British fancy stuff up. You know, we spell tumors T-U-M-O-R-S, but they spell tumors T-U-M-O-U-R-S. They also spell, like, orthopedic differently. They spell a lot of things differently. It's supposed to be proper English, but, you know, we here in America, we speak like we speak. Anyway, it's a study finds tumors in rats fed on Monsanto's genetically modified corn. Who's Monsanto? Okay, so we're going to talk about that. So as you can see, a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but not too busy to take your calls, to listen to your voice messages, to take your emails, and, of course, to take your compliments. You know, the Dr. Dahlia Show doesn't get enough compliments. I know that's a shock to you. Yeah. So whenever we do get a compliment, we're going to take it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This is called the Exercise Ball Show. For those of you that listen to the podcast, this will be called the Exercise Ball Show. I'm liking it. I mean, my tummy, you know, even makes your boobies look bigger because, you know, you're sucking in your tummy. I'm loving it. I'm loving my Exercise Ball. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials. He's not on an exercise ball. We got to get him on an exercise ball. Problem is, I think it's going to fall over. I have almost hit my head on my studio table like 5 times since the show started. But you see, you couldn't tell. Did you see how I kept my cool? You see how I kept my cool? It's art. Honestly, it's art. But you don't want to be rolling around and hitting. But the reason why you lose weight on the exercise ball, supposedly, allegedly, theoretically, is because you always have to keep balancing. You know how you could just sit in a chair and not move for hours? If you're on an exercise ball, you're always moving at some point because you're always trying to balance on the ball or you fall off because the ball's going to kick you off. Balls don't like you. Well, I, story of my life in college. Balls, like, okay, come on, grow up, people. Balls, don't want to have a big tushy on them. Yeah, my tushy's kind of big. Okay, don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price and you could lose money, but it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Are you tired of bleaching your teeth for $40, $50, or $60, only to find them getting yellow after 4 weeks again? Bleaching your teeth only changes the stains from yellow to clear, but doesn't actually clean the stain off of your teeth. causing them to turn back to that yellow, ugly color again. Introducing the Power Swabs Teeth Whitening System, the only whitening system that uses the power of stain-out swabs to actually remove the stains off of your teeth, so they stay whiter longer. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts the stains off of your teeth. And the best part is Power Swabs works in under 5 minutes. No more messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab on Power Swabs and your teeth are whiter in 5 minutes. Best of all, unlike normal bleach whiteners, Power Swabs works on natural teeth as well as veneers, caps, and crowns. Call for your risk-free supply. 800-496-0291. That's 800-496-0291. Power Swabs. Proven to make your smile whiter in 5 minutes. 800-496-0291.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. We are a little bouncy today because I am sitting on my exercise ball rather than my chair in the studio. It's kind of good because you can kind of move around, keep your tummy tight. Promise, my back's already starting to hurt. I think it's so hard to sit with good posture. I haven't had good posture in years. I mean, I try, but honestly, when you're double D, I mean, they really pull things down. So I haven't had good posture in a while, and unfortunately, I don't know how long I'm going to be able to do the exercise ball because my back's already starting to hurt. Anyway, let's go to the phone lines. This is horrible. I was all excited about the exercise ball. I'm going to stick it out. I'm just going to complain. You guys are going to have to hear me complain. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Yes, Dr. Dahlia, this is Richard from Missouri. I'm a truck driver. I have a question about Wagner's disease. My father had it, and he ended up dying last November.
Oh.
And it's hard to find any information about this, but I understand it's a genetic disorder. And I'm just trying to find out more information about it to find out if, you know, my sister and I could end up developing this. Or just what or where I could go to find out more information about Wagner's disease.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I'll briefly talk about it, but email me so I could send you everything I use for my patients on that. Email me at drdahlia.com, and then I'll send you some information. So yeah, basically Wegener's, but we pronounce it Wegener's because I believe he was German. Wegener's granulomatosis. Wegener's basically is where you have some inflammation of your blood vessels. Is this it's a disorder. It's genetic, where it could cause blood flow issues with multiple organs, whether it's your lungs, your kidneys, etc. Now, there is a blood test to see if you have it. We call it the ANCA gene. So we're able to, or the ANCA antibodies, we're able to run a blood test to see if you have antibodies, which are certain proteins that could disrupt and bother the blood vessels. It's called anti-neutrophil cytoplasmic autoantibodies, called ANCA. And so your doctor could run those, run a blood test to see if you have the circulating antibodies. If you don't, that's a really good sign. Now, true, somebody could be having issues with their kidneys, issue with their lungs, that could be Wegener's in nature, and the antibodies are negative. But if your lungs are good and your kidneys are good and your antibodies are negative, you and your sister are probably fine for now. And just every now and then, check. So, you know, if you do have inflammation of the blood vessels, sometimes your SED rate, it's called your ESR, can be high. And honestly, I welcome any of you to call or email me. If you ever have an issue and you're like, well, what should I have my doctor run? I have no problem telling you. I know many doctors are probably like, oh, I'm not going to run just because Dr. Dahlia told me to run it. But this is something that's pretty standard. So most doctors will run something called a SED rate. It's like a sign of inflammation. So if you have inflamed blood vessels, this test will go up. SED rates we use for a lot of things. When you have arthritis, when you have pain, myalgias, muscle aches, they're going to probably check your urine function, et cetera, and do a chest x-ray. Sometimes when you have granulomatosis, you leave little granulomas. Now, many of you have called me saying or emailed me saying your chest x-ray is abnormal because you have spots on your lungs, but the doctor says don't worry about it. How do you not worry about a spot on your lung? Well, if the spot is a granuloma, which is kind of like a fibrous scar, so to speak, kind of like a little, you know, fingerprint left after you had some sort of inflammation, those are pretty benign. Okay, I mean, if you get multiple ones and you have difficulty with your lung breathing and scarring, that could be an issue, which we may see in Wegener's. But for the most part, once in a while granuloma, not a big deal. I have one, you know, I've had to have a couple CAT scans on my lungs. They were looking at them. See, the problem with chest x-rays in women is sometimes, and I know you guys are going to think I'm joking, but it's true, a lot of times the nipple is in the view and it looks like a lung spot. Now, I don't have that problem because you only see the nipples during my knee x-rays. But I'm serious. I'm like, wait a second, you got a foreign body in your knee. No, that's a nipple. But I recommend to a lot of ladies, you know, take out the nipple rings, of course, men too. But if you have a chest x-ray and they think there's a spot, you know, have them do a couple views, maybe a little oblique or something, because sometimes the nipple could be in the way and it looks like a spot. But that's not a granuloma. Granuloma is actually in the lung. All right. So if you don't have time yet to go see the doctor and you're like, what could be symptoms? Well, if you're having inflammation of the blood vessels, you could be having nosebleeds. You could be having blood in the urine. You could be having gum bleeding. You could also, if you're having lung issues, trouble breathing, wheezing, shortness of breath, chest pain, cough, etc. So, you know, a person with Wegener's can be pretty sick. I mean, you sound healthy, thank God, but I would definitely recommend that, you know, you and your sister at least, you know, get checked, get the antibody checked. At the top of my head, I'm trying to think of a genetic test that we would run. Unfortunately, I can't think of one at this time. I'm sure many of you are screaming at the radio the answer to that one. But for the most part, what we do is if there is a Wegener's in the family, we check your antibodies, we check your liver and your kidneys and your chest. And if everything's fine, we just keep an eye on you. It's tough because a lot of us have inherited things from our parents. And heart disease and cancer, etc. And the question that we all have is, well, when do we jump and do something? And what do we do? I mean, I have colon cancer from both sides of the family. What do? Take out my colon? No. You know, you just get it watched. You get your colonoscopies, et cetera, breast cancer, get your mammograms done. You know, you just be proactive. Now, Wegener's is treatable as long as it's, you know, found early. So I don't think, God willing, you'd have the same fate as your father who died, because now your doctors are going to be looking for it. You know, always tell your doctor about your family history. We talk about this all the time. Even if the family history is a girly family history, like breast or ovarian cancer, it does matter to men. Because breast cancer or ovarian cancer history could still put you at risk for prostate cancer, depending on the BRCA gene. So, you know, just realize any family history is important. Unfortunately, I come from a family where nobody talked. My family, you didn't talk about medical problems. So my father technically died with having no medical diagnoses except for diabetes and high cholesterol, which I had forced him to get some blood tests and see a doctor so we could figure it out. But I have no idea if my father had any signs of early colon cancer, because you that generation, they don't talk about it. You think he's really going to tell me if there's blood in the stool? Do you think he would really tell me if he had constipation or anything like that, or you know, other issues? So there's, you know, if you come from a family where nobody talks and nobody tells you, and my mom was the same way. I don't go to the doctor. I don't believe in doctors. But I'm a doctor. Yeah. Big case in point. And so, you know, many of us come from families where we have absolutely no idea what our family history is, or we were adopted. You know, many of us were adopted, so we have no idea. All right. When in doubt, check it out. Okay. Assume your parents had some sort of heart disease. You know, assume. I mean, my sister's father, so my half sister's father, she had no idea, about, you know, what his medical conditions was until she found out that he had died of a heart attack a couple years prior. So she's like, I guess I'm at risk for heart disease. You know, nobody talks. Nobody talks about each other. Nobody talks to each other. I mean, you all know my medical issues all the time. And I think that's very helpful. I mean, not to your doctor. You know, what does your radio host have? Does that put you at risk? It probably does. If your radio host, you know, suffers from menstrual cramps, I'm sure you all will get sympathy cramps. It's important stuff. But for the most part, if your family doesn't, disclose anything to you, get yourself checked like we talked about. You know, screening for, colon cancer, you get the colonoscopies. Or have a gastroenterologist evaluate you. Maybe he'll do a barium enema. Those are always fun. Lung cancer, we're not allowed to screen with chest x-rays, but many people get that done, especially if they smoke. Prostate cancer, government doesn't want a screening. They want you to just deal with it and die. all right, I'm over. All right, they watch and wait, I should say. Watch and wait. As far as I'm concerned, go get the PSA. I like PSAs. Breast cancer, you screen with a mammogram. Skin cancer, get a once a year skin cancer screening by a dermatologist. Your family doc, internist, can do that too. But remember, if you get a skin cancer screen, you need to be butt naked. Buck naked. And, I mean, everything's got to be looked at. And your dermatologist is really good at that. And if you don't want to be naked and you want to leave your underwear on, then at least go home and take a mirror or have your spouse, you know, look where the sun don't shine, because, we want to make sure that there's, no issues, in areas where the you may have to shave. You may have to shave down there to take a peek. Did I cover most of the cancers? Mouth cancer, dentist, always go see the dentist. The dentist do a very good mouth cancer check. Oral surgeons are also excellent with that. But usually your dentist is looking for that. Neck cancer, head and neck cancer, your family doc is usually feeling around the neck, feeling around the underarms, doing blood tests, looking for blood cancer. So there's a lot of things that get done on your regular physical. But you got to go. All right, we are going to talk about obesity. It looks like by 2030, obesity is going to be the norm, the new norm. That's kind of scary. 1-877-DOCTALLY.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila. Simple.
How affordable? 60-second ads on GZN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GZN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
What's the difference in all these online emergency food stores? The difference is Deseret. DeseretFoodStores.com has the best price on a one-year supply of restaurant-style gourmet food starting at just $695 for 875 servings. For the highest quality food with a 30-year shelf life, experience the Deseret difference at DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, or call 801-444-1444. DeseretFoodStore.com. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborist, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
On the Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget, when you're fiddling around on Facebook later, to find the Dr. Dolly Show, search for it and connect. I love to see who's listening. Don't forget also to follow us on Twitter so I can give you up-to-date updates, news updates as I get them. I've been doing okay. Been 30 minutes on my little exercise ball. I've been using that instead of my office chair. Hemorrhoids are happy. Low back is okay. My mid back hurts. I noticed what I was doing during break is so I wouldn't move around so much so I could work and type, is I was bracing myself against the table. Okay, well, that defeats the purpose. The whole purpose of sitting on your exercise ball when at work is so you're moving around and using your muscles to balance. So if you find yourself bracing yourself against the table so you don't move, you're defeating the whole purpose of what you're doing there. All right, now, why am I sitting on my exercise ball? Well, because I want to tighten the tummy. I want to look sexy. And it's a form of exercise I could do while I have to sit. I mean, you know, doing your radio show for 3 hours a day, you know, you're forced to sit. And luckily, when I go to the office to see patients, I'm at least running around. But if you have a job where you are sitting for 8-9 hours a day, I recommend trying to exchange the ball, the office chair, with your exercise ball. Now, I think I got mine at Walmart. I mean, we've had a few of them at the house, so I just brought it to the studio. And you just kind of fill it up with air. And I know after sitting on it for a few hours, I'm probably going to have to put a little bit more air into it. It's because just, oh, my mid-back is hurting. This sucks. All right, obesity in the U.S. expected to be the norm by 2030. They say in 39 states, half of Americans will be obese based on the current pace of us becoming obese. This was a joint report out yesterday from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation and Trust for America's Health. They say this is going to lead to 6 million new cases of diabetes, 5 million new cases of heart disease and stroke, 400,000 cases of obesity-related cancer in the next 20 years. That was Dr. Jeffrey Levi, study author and executive director for Trust for America's Health. He says, we are on a tragic course that will have a horrible impact on the quality of life of millions of Americans and could overwhelm an already overburdened healthcare system. It's true. I was interviewed by Fox 5 Local yesterday on this. You know, already states are pretty cash-strapped when it comes to Medicaid and having, you know, clinics that could take care for of underinsured populations. And so adding to this with obesity, and remember, also not in addition to stroke and heart attack and diabetes, arthritis type issues, you know, low back pain, knee pain, hip pain. Yes, many skinny people get arthritis, but your arthritis can worsen with obesity. And so there's the prospect of health costs exponentially rising because of our obesity epidemic is completely logical and expected. So we have to figure this out. The study was called F as in Fat, How Obesity Threatens America's Future 2012. I know they can make a movie, pretty scary movie. Projected that the health of the country and the money put towards healthcare system would benefit if everybody just lost obese people lost 5% reduction in average body mass index. You're obese if your BMI is over 30. I strongly urge you to have your BMI checked. It's a calculation. Many phone apps can do it so you don't have to figure out the kilograms and the height and all that other stuff. But definitely check out your BMI. There's also calendars online. If you can't find one, email me at drdahlia.com and I will send that to you. They say the national obesity rate will grow from 35.7% to 42%. Mississippi is in the most danger. If nothing changes in the next 20 years, 2/3 of Mississippi's population would be obese. Already, they spend millions upon millions of dollars of on healthcare costs. Let me see here what else. They're kind of now repeating themselves. Okay. All right. So what do we do? Well, we've talked about this. I mean, there's a variety of ways to nip this in the bud. But I think a big problem is we need to rethink how we're eating. I talk about this a lot. I'll go to Walmart or Target and get plates, you know, because a lot of plates in our family seem to drop or get thrown or crack. So I go and buy more plates, and these plates are huge. They're like a foot by a foot. You know, those big square plates. I love square plates instead of round. They're huge. I mean, they're almost, I remember that size plate was considered a platter when I was growing up. And that's your breakfast, lunch, and dinner plate. So I think we need to start by getting our plates down. One study had suggested using a saucer. Right, you have a cup and a saucer. Is saucer the small plate? Yeah, use that as your dinner plate. Your dinner has to fit on a saucer. I know some of you are like, my steak would be falling over. Well, a 16-ounce steak is probably not the best thing to have for dinner. But if you use that concept of your lunch has to fit on your saucer, no, it can't be a foot high. Your lunch has to fit on the saucer. I mean, imagine how you'll lose weight. Okay, I think portion sizes are huge. If we can't cut our calories, you know, if we really are not going to eat the broiled fish and chicken and steamed vegetables, then you need to cut your portions down. You also need to exercise more, like I'm doing. Swap the swap your office chair with an exercise ball. You could rock on it, you could roll on it, you could wiggle on it. I'm on the Truckers Forum. It's one of the message boards for truckers. I love my truckers. And one of them had asked, you know, what should drivers do? You know, because truck drivers are at high risk for DVT, you know, for obesity, et cetera. You know, because you have to, you can't move. You are in your truck for hours upon hours, days on end. And so I gave a list of suggestions because I know many of them missed, you know, my show when I discussed that. But, I mean, if you have the type of job where you have to sit, whether it's in an office or in a truck, you got to move. Maybe have some music playing so you could wiggle and dance. Maybe, you know, get up every few minutes per hour. Toe tap, butt crunch, Kegel, suck in your stomach. Suck it in your stomach. Put a little post-it note wherever you work on your desk or on your dashboard reminding you to suck in your stomach. True, you only usually suck it in for maybe 5 seconds, you know, because then you're not conscious about it. But think about it. If you do that every half hour, suck in your stomach for a few seconds. I know it sounds like a girly Pilates move, but honestly, you're doing something. You're moving. You need to be conscious that you always have to move. Now, I know some people will look at you if they work in the cubicle next to you thinking you're on drugs because you're always toe tapping, moving your leg, shaking your leg. Explain to them that you know, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Dr. Dahlia Show told you to move. You got to keep moving. You know, we always talk about working out. A very important part to losing weight when you work out is to finish your sweat. I remember in the 80s, our coach would say, finish your sweat, because we would run inside and immediately want to go take a shower because we didn't want the acne, we didn't want the smell, we didn't want the sweat. And keep in mind, I grew up in Phoenix, Arizona, so those, you know, it was hot, and running track or doing whatever you do outside in the middle of the day, Phoenix, Arizona was, you know, pretty miserable in terms of, you know, heat. But I remember her saying, finish your sweat. Well, why? Well, when you sweat, it cools down your body. It takes ATP, a lot of energy, to cool down your body. And so this is why steaming had worked. Remember I Love Lucy had tried to lose weight, so she was in one of these steamers, even though what that did was it dehydrated. So, you know, you dehydrate and lose weight, not the healthiest thing. But sweating and requiring your body to cool itself down requires a lot of energy expenditure. And you could lose sometimes up to a third of your calories by sweating after your workout. So finish your sweat, basically. I know that kind of sounds disgusting, but it's important to do. Now, still, you got to be careful. You know, I know some people say, why not just shut down the air conditioning at the office and we all sweat? Well, yeah, you'll probably burn calories, but you also don't want to get those rashes. You know, and you all know what I'm talking about. Men get the rashes and women get the rashes and areas and, I mean, don't sweat if you don't have, you still have to exercise. I mean, you can't just sweat and not exercise. But, I think, you know, being cognizant of that, you don't have to jump right into the shower. You could wait a few minutes. Once you feel like you finished sweating and your body cooled down, then go into the shower. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALLIA.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, Gibsonshealth.com is pleased to offer AIM Ready Beets Pure Juice Powder. Beet juice has long been known as a blood purifier and builder of red blood cells. The American Heart Association says 1 in 3 adults has high blood pressure and hypertension. Researchers found that a daily glass of beet juice beats high blood pressure. And not only that, just a teaspoon or two a day of Ready Beets powder increase stamina by 16%. Certainly, drinking beet juice daily is a better solution than most meds with their side effects. Order your fresh, convenient form juice powder of this amazing vegetable called Ready Beets from GibsonsHealth.com. To buy at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844 or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Gibson's Healthful Living. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
Every GCN listener deserves low-cost, high-quality survival and preparation products. Get yours now at CampingSurvival.com. For example, save on the Life Straw personal water filter for only $19.95, or the Water Bob emergency 100-gallon fresh water system only $24.95. Get one for every bathtub in your home, and Bridgeford Foods tasty ready-to-eat MRE sandwiches start at only $2.95 each. CampingSurvival.com is a convenient one-stop shop with over 17,000 urban wilderness and preparedness items, supreme customer service, very low shipping, and no games. We search the web to make sure we have the lowest prices. And remember, CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran-owned. Do business with the authority on survival since 1956. CampingSurvival.com. Want more savings? Use coupon code GCN at checkout for a 5% discount. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
September is National Preparedness Month, or as we like to call it, Preptember. So cash in on Preptember savings at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 21% on freeze-dried mozzarella cheese. Save 25% on five of Mountain House's most popular freeze-dried meals. Save 30% and learn how to make bread from scratch with the Wheat Cooking Starter Kit. Save 36% on the new LRP Entree Combo. And save a whopping 46% when you buy 10 or more packages of MRE Peanut Butter. All at BePrepared.com. Plus, new for Preptember, freeze-dried yogurt bites in five delicious flavors. And Provident Pantry non-fat dry milk is specially priced this month. As always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group specials during the Preptember sale, now through September 30th. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to sign up for the Dr. Dolly Cruise. It is going to be a phenomenal trip next year. You can go to my website. We have some details how we're going to be leaving out of Seattle, going up the Inside Passage of Alaska. Exquisite coastal Alaska, one of my favorite places in this beautiful country of ours. Go ahead, check it out. Rooms are booking up, so I need you to make a decision soon. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Colton writes, Dr. Dolly, I don't want to wait until New Year's. I want to start getting into shape, but don't have time to go to the gym every day. What workout equipment do you recommend I purchase? Remember, I have a very limited budget. If you're going to purchase any workout equipment, I would probably, I mean, whether it's this, you know, because I guess you have choices, stationary bike, elliptical, I would do a treadmill. I think the treadmill is your best bet. One is, if you, let's say, don't feel up to a really heavy workout, you can at least just walk on it. You know, I mean, many people are like, well, if I'm going to work out, I'm going to work out hard, and I'm going to do heavy cardio. And a lot of times that little burst or that little fad fades, and then you don't seem to work out. But at least a treadmill, anybody could walk on it, even your kids. You could have your kids work out on it, walking on it. And then what I like about the treadmill is you could always put it into running mode, or if you don't want to run, you could always play around with the incline. So there's a variety of things you could do workout-wise to mix it up a little bit. Because remember, a big problem a lot of us have that when we do work out is we do the same workout day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year. And then after a while, you don't lose any more weight, or the body gets used to that type of activity. So at least with the treadmill, you could play around with it. True, with your elliptical, you could play around with the resistance, etc. And honestly, if you are beyond you know, minor workouts and like doing heavy cardio, by all means, get a weight set, get an elliptical, get the bicycle, as far as stair stepper, I'm fine with that. But for those of you that are kind of new to this, I would say one of the best things to have in the house would be a treadmill. And don't just stick it in a room by itself. It has to be in an area where you're going to go on it and watch TV or be able to talk to the family, because many people will not isolate themselves to work out. They'll want to hang out with the family. They'll want to watch TV. So our treadmill is right in front of the television. And, you know, the rest of the family has to look around it. Now, we kind of have it off to the side. So I'm a huge fan of that. If a treadmill is pretty expensive, one thing I recommend to some people are, and you could get these at Walmart, Target, etc., these little steps, where you actually buy yourself this little step. It looks like a stool, but it's lowered to the ground. Maybe it's about, I don't know, a half a foot to a foot off the ground. And you put one foot on it, put the other foot on it, then bring one foot down and the other foot down. And you do that. And you could do that every commercial while you're watching TV. It's a little step. You could do that. You could buy a couple 5-pound weights. And you could, you know, bring the weights up, you know, with your arms, go up and to the side and, you know, play around with swinging and side bending with the weights. Those are always, you know, it's a cheaper way to exercise. Just walking around the house. You have to walk around the house. You can walk around the house if it's too hot, then walk inside the house, going up and down your stairs, etc. If you're going to buy a piece of workout equipment, I would, my top choice, I think the easiest would be a treadmill, because I think you could do the most of what you need to do, and it's pretty versatile. All right, good idea. 1-877-DOC, good idea. I'm telling myself my idea is good. See, yeah, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Oh, there's so much I want to talk about. Let me, what's this new diet drug? Apparently, it's called Kismia with a Q. It's supposed to be the first drug in over a decade that could potentially result in substantial weight loss. It was approved in July by the FDA. Well, oh, is this the same one we talked about? 10% weight loss. So for those of you weighing 120 pounds, you'll lose 12 pounds. All right? Apparently what it is the Topamax Phentermine. So this isn't a new pill. This is something they were talking about. It's the Phentermine Topamax combo. Remember we talked about Phentermine was the half of Fenfen that was taken off the market, but the safer half of Fenfen. And it's a form of speed. Some people, they don't really do well on it. It's too, I guess, speedy for them. And then you have Topamax. Topamax was an anti-seizure medicine we found to curb appetite and curb headaches. So many people that do weight loss in town will prescribe you Topamax and Phentermine. So I guess they finally came out with a pill of both of these. I don't think the weight loss is going to be long term. Let me just, you know, say that. You will probably lose weight. I mean, people do lose weight on Phentermine. Topamax, I don't see things as, I don't see you as successful on the Topamax as the Phentermine, but it does keep your appetite down. It's just, that's, I mean, to me, that's a lot of medications for something not long-term. But it's going to be the new drug on the market. I know. That watch, though, they're going to break down my door to be to endorse that one after I just said that. All right. Scientists conclude that high fructose corn syrup should not be blamed for obesity. Really? We can't blame that? I like blaming other people for my issues. A new article published today in the International Journal of Obesity found there is no evidence to suggest that our epidemic was blamed on the consumption of high fructose corn syrup. I'm sure Mayor Bloomberg in New York City is going to be upset with this one. The commentary concludes that after extensive review of all available research, there is overwhelming evidence that the high fructose corn syrup is nutritionally equivalent to sugar. Nutritionally equivalent, there's nutrition to it. So they say it's not the direct cause of obesity. I mean, honestly, what I think high fructose corn syrup does is it takes whatever your calorie count is and kind of doubles it. Because 200 calories of a soda does not equal 200 calories of a piece of meat. You'd think it would. You'd think it would. But somebody eating, let's say, for example, somebody wakes up, skips breakfast. Lunch, they have a caffeinated drink. Dinner, soda, and pizza. All right? So they consume 1,500 calories in that one day. Whereas somebody else does vegetables and fish and compiles 1,500 calories that way. Who's going to lose more weight? Who's going to, right, the one with the fish and the vegetables. Not all calories are equal. Now, do I think the high fructose corn syrup is the root of our obesity? Absolutely not. I think it's we don't exercise, we don't walk to work anymore, we don't tend the farm, we don't, we overeat, our plates are too big, our drinks are too big, etc. Not that I want the government to get involved by any means. So there's a lot of reasons for obesity, which is why I think Mayor Bloomberg is not looking at the situation as a whole, if he thinks just cutting soda drinks to 16 ounces will help the obesity problem. I mean, there's a lot more to it. It's our French fries and our hamburger, unless he knows that, and he's going to start attacking those in New York City. Not too sure. But in terms of high fructose corn syrup, I don't think I don't think it's the main culprit, but I think it's a part of it. Honestly, if you're going to have a drink, you need to be very aware of what you're putting in your body. And a high fructose corn syrup drink, not the smartest choice. I'd rather you drink water. Now, French scientists have said that rats fed Monsanto's genetically modified corn or exposed to its weed killer suffered tumors and multiple organ damage. I guess these mice or these rats were eating NK603, a seed variety tolerant to weed killer, I guess, and the rats suffer from mammary tumors, all right, as well as severe liver and kidney damage, all right? The Monsanto Corporation was not immediately available for comment, but they say that their products are safe and there is no evidence for any health risk to humans. So I don't know how much GMO-type stuff we're eating, but we'll keep you posted. That's kind of eerie. All right, guys, stay on board with us for another couple hours. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. If not, don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Can't wait to meet up with you later today. Bye.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100-foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.